keep me, for I trust in thee. To God that was my speech, thou art my Lord, and unto thee my goodness doth not reach. To saints on earth, to Bethlehem, where my delights are placed, their sorrow shall be multiplied to other gods that age. Of their dreams offerings of blood, I will no offering make. Yea, neither I their very name up in my lips will take. God is of mine inheritance, and cut the portion. The lot that fallen is to me, thou dost maintain alone. Unto me happily the line in pleasant places fell. Yea, thy inheritance I got, in beauty doth excel. I bless the Lord because he doth by counsel me conduct, and in the seasons of the night my reins do me instruct. Before me still the Lord I set, yes, it is so that he hath ever stand at my right hand, I shall not move and be. Because of this my heart is glad, and joy shall be expressed. In thy my glory and my flesh in confidence shall rest. Because my soul in grave to dwell shall not be left by thee, nor wilt thou give thine holy one corruption to see. Thou wilt me show the path of life, of joy there is full store. Before thy face at thy right hand are pleasures evermore.
Psalm 17.
From painted lips proceed, and from before thy presence forth my sentence to thou send. To word these things at equal are, to thou mine eyes untend. Thou proves my heart, thou visit me, by night thou didst me try. to my feet, to me incline thine ear. Thy wondrous loving kindness show thou that by thy right hand, save them that trust in thee from those that up against them stand. Thy wondrous loving kindness show thou that by thy right hand, save them that trust in thee from those that up against them stand. As apple of the eye me keep in thy wing shade me close, from Luda breathers come passing me round as deadly foes. In their own path they are enclosed, their mouth speaks loftily. Our steps they confess, and to ground, down bowing step their eye. Ye like unto a lion is that greedy of his prey. For lion young which lurking doth in secret places stay. Arrive and disappoint my foe and cast him down, O Lord. My soul safe from the wicked man, the man which is thy sword. From men which are thy men, O Lord, which only in this present life their fortune fortune have, whose belly with thy treasure hid thou fills thy children have. In plenty of their goods arrest, they to their children leave. But as for me, I thine own faith righteousness will see, and with thy likeness when I wake I satisfied shall be. But as for me, I thine own faith in righteousness will see, and with thy likeness when I wake I satisfied shall be.
All right, well, that will conclude our psalm singing for now, and everyone should have a catechism on the table, a sheet, four pages here, so we'll do, or actually five pages, so we will do chapter 7 now, and we'll finish later, and this goes in correspondence with what we're studying. As far as logical application goes, and it teaches a very good lesson. So, let's start. Know ye not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law, how that the law hath dominion over a man as long as he liveth.
For the woman which hath an husband is bound by the law to her husband so long as he live.
But if the husband be dead,
she is loosed from the law of her husband.
So then, if while her husband liveth, she be married to another man,
she shall be called an adulteress.
But if her husband be dead,
she is free from that law,
so that she is no adulteress, though she be married to another man.
Wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead.
That we should bring forth fruits unto God.
For when we were in the flesh,
the motions of sins which were by the law did work out members to bring forth fruit unto death.
But now
we are delivered from the law, that being dead wherein we were held, that we should serve in the newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter.
What shall we say then? Is the law sin?
God forbid. Nay, I had not known sin, but by the law, for I had not known lust.
except the law had said, Thou shalt not covet.
But sin, taking occasion by the commandment, wrought in me all manner of covetousness.
For without the law, sin was dead.
For I was alive without the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived, and I died.
And the commandment which was ordained to life,
I found to be unto death. For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it slew me.
Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just, and good.
Was then that which is good made death unto me?
God forbid, but sin.
That it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good.
That sin by the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual.
But I am carnal, sold under sin.
For we know that the law is spiritual.
But I am carnal, sold under sin.
For we allow not that which we do.
For what I would do, that do I not.
But what we hate, that we do.
If I do then that which I would not, I consent to the law.
That it is good.
Now then, it is no more I that do it.
But sin that dwelleth in us.
For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwells no good thing.
For to will is present with us, but we find no means to perform that which is good.
For I do not the good thing which I would,
but the evil which I would not, that do I.
Now if we do that which we would not do, it is no more we that do it,
but the sin that dwelleth in us.
I find that when I would do good, I am thus yoked, that evil is present with me.
For I delight in the law of God concerning the inner man.
But I see another law in my members, rebelling against the law of our mind and leading me captive unto the law of sin.
It is in our members.
O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord, then I myself in my mind serve the law of God, but in my flesh, the law of sin.
Translation from the Geneva Bible for chapter 7, because it's much clearer to read than the King James. It's a little bit wordy and confusing, so I decided for that to be easier for everyone to understand. But I have to confess that I have the King James memorized, so I mess up some things.
Hopefully these resuscitations help everybody learn new scripture that they have not maybe committed to memory, and some scripture that will help them understand the subject matter that we are covering, because really the Bible deals with the same subject matter over and over and over again in different ways for us to try to understand the truth of the gospel. So it's important. Well, let's begin our Bible study for today. So if everybody would grab their psalm book, let me get some water.
All right, well, let's go to Psalm chapter 26. You know this song pretty well. It's up on the Rasa.
Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I trusted also in the Lord. Why therefore shall not I? Oh God, for thy love is
Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit
that we are the children of God.